We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
That's another Podcast Your Friends podcast. 98.5 KLUC, KLUC.com. Podcastic Friends. You can find them on the web. PodcasticFriends.com. So super easy. Michael, Melissa, good to see you guys.
Good to see you, as always, Tyler.
Hey, so what do we got going on this week?
Oh, we got
some big events. You guys got a lot of stuff going on. How is your shin, by the way?
My shin is doing well. There was no injury. I checked it out when I got home, but boy, that was boing.
I know. I heard it. Like, we made this video. We were over making dog videos last week. And what dog was that?
Zeus.
Zeus.
Tell them what happened, Michael.
So Zeus was playing with this rope toy and he was swinging it around and swinging it around. And Tyler, you said, God, that would hurt if somebody got hit by that. And not 30 seconds later, wham, little M, right to the
ankle. To the shin.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't have a bruise or
some kind
of black and blue mark. Poor dog. He didn't mean it. Zeus did not mean that. He's a very sweet dog, though.
He is probably one of the happiest dogs around.
I got to tell y'all, though, you know who my favorite next to Penelope is? Do you have any guesses?
I know who it is.
Who's my favorite? Tell
Nucky.
Me. Nucky is my favorite.
They're Nucky.
Nucky is one of mine too.
You know what? And I don't even know what it is with that dog. I think it's because he reminds me of a dog that I had earlier in my adult life that was named after another dog that I grew up with. Nucky has this awesome, chill, kind, sweet spirit. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing dog.
And his eyes are so soulful.
And he likes hugs. That's the other thing about Nucky is he likes hugs and he's just a sweet dog. You can check out his bio, podcasticfriends.com. You guys got a bio up, probably a pretty recent one of him because we just did some videos.
And Nucky too, I'm pretty sure I had mentioned to you, but he was rescued when he ran out of time at the local shelter. He was one of the dogs on the orange list.
Okay.
So he is with our partners at Animal Network and he has exceeded all of my expectations. I knew that dog had something special about him, but wow, he is amazing.
He's an amazing dog. When I met him, like, he's just got like this awesome spirit. Like, he just, when I walked up to you guys, what was it, last Tuesday, he was kind of doing like the lean thing against Michael when I walked up. So he was all, I don't know, he's just a cool dog. Cool dogs. Y'all got a bunch of cool dogs over there. How many adoptions are we up to for the year so far?
We're at 246. We got announced Panda, so that'll be 247. Uh-huh. And we're approaching 250 adopted Podtastic Friends Enrichment Training Scholarship recipients, which
is amazing.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. Awesome. You guys have another poochie, however, that's kind of in a trial. What do you call that when it's a trial?
Are you talking about Mellow?
Yes, I'm talking about Mellow.
Yeah, Mellow is on a trial adoption, and fingers crossed that the paperwork will be signed very soon.
And that'll bump our number up just a little bit more.
Yep. Yep. If he's 250, wow, that'd be a milestone.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be wonderful. But if he's 248 or 249,
we're cool with that too. We're cool with all of that. So you guys got into this really amazing, it's a holiday event.
Yeah, so we have a lot of events coming up. The one that you're speaking of is Hope for the Holidays. And what it is, it's a holiday geared event that'll be on Sunday, December 1st, and it's sponsored by Smarty Paws, where we do agility and training.
Where's Smarty Paws at?
They are on Russell and Cameron. Those are the major cross streets.
Russell and Cameron, Smarty Paws.
So major cross street would be Decatur and Russell.
Right.
We're not too far off of that.
And it's going to be a holiday event where you could get pictures with Santa.
Who is Michael dressing up as Santa?
Are you dressing up as
Santa? And we're going to have adoptable scholars there from some of our rescue partners. So
that's
that'll be
cool.
Amazing. And a lot of vendors.
Where are you guys having it at?
It's going to be at Smarty Paws.
Smarty Paws.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, it's the blonde hair. It's I think the dye went a little deep.
Yeah. And then we'll have some food trucks, vendors, and a lot of exciting things. So it's a great way to spend your Sunday. It's a holiday fun event. for the whole family. And hopefully we can bring some of our scholars. They'll get a home for the holiday.
Yeah, that'd be amazing too. And now Smarty Paws, you guys have partnered with them in the past. Mm-hmm. I know you guys have done some pretty big events. Like you guys did one over at Invogue Salon over the summer. That was huge. That blew my mind. I mean, you guys had like Elvis impersonator up there singing, all sorts of different booths and crafts. And like, I have to tell you, if you love First Friday, I'm kind of feeling like this event is going to be a little bit like First Friday-ish in vibe, kind of. Am I wrong?
No.
Okay.
That's what it's going to be. And we'll have an angel tree. So it'll be a lot of ways to showcase some of the scholars. We'll have enrichment training demos so people can really learn about Pawtastic Friends. They can support local vendors, which is great. And it's going to be fun.
Amazing.
And that's December 1st. And actually, November 9th, coming up real soon, we have the Goldstrom's Classic Car Show.
Where's that at?
That is on Cameron Street, too.
Cameron Street's the place to be. Right?
Yeah. That's at 5375 South Cameron Street. Sherry Goldstrom and her family, they've been amazing to Pawtastic Friends. They are huge supporters of us. We're actually one of the beneficiaries of that. So that's going to be Saturday, November 9th. It's going to be 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, that's good for like a Saturday. Those are good.
You want to talk about an awesome and free to the public. Free.
Oh, wow.
So there's going to be vendors there. There's going to be hundreds of cars.
Cars are off the book.
Yeah, it's insane. And she has incredible entertainment. Mm-hmm. I believe their museum will be open. They had their car museum. Ridiculous.
Nothing touches it, huh?
Yeah. Goldstrom's Classic Car Show. Saturday, November 9th, 8 to 4 p.m. You guys have to be there.
And stop by the Pawtastic Friends tent.
Yeah, we're going to have our tent there. We got a brand new bunch of gear we just got in today.
And this is a great way to support the rescue as well. Yes. Like, you know, it's a free event. Bring the kids out. See the dogs. You know, just take in some of the different booths and crafts. And I like going to those things. I got to be honest with you, because you find a lot of stuff that, you know, we live in this off-the-rack world. Uh-huh. You know what I mean by that?
Yep.
Like, everything is the same and different. But sometimes you go to these, like, craft shows and different shows, and you find some stuff that's like really cool. You know what I mean? And I like that. Yeah, it's special.
I have to have that.
Right.
One of a kind.
Yes, definitely. So, I mean, those are always fun. Like, I like going to things like that.
Yeah. And what else we could really use some help for, Tyler, is we are looking for volunteers for the Rock and Roll Marathon.
Rock and Roll Marathon is coming up soon, too, right?
Yeah, we have a water station. And so we need volunteers to help us pass out water and Gatorade. And each charity that has a water station receives $600.
Now, when is this going down? When is this happening?
Sunday, November 17th?
17th.
17th.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys are busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to raise money. You know, we have 80 dogs in the program right now, so we're well over about $5,500 a month.
Wow.
We have to raise every single month so these dogs can go to training and help them get out of their kennels. So that's why it's so important for people to come out to the events and help and share the video updates that we do and sponsor the dogs. I mean, $5,500 a month is a lot of money.
I couldn't even imagine. You know, like one of those payments would pay my car off and then I would still have money left over. So that's a lot of money to come up with.
Yeah,
but it's such a worthy cause.
And, you know, and that's the thing is we try to get out in the community and do whatever we can do to raise money, to get the community involved. You know, activities like the Rock and Roll Marathon. It's a lot of hard work, but, you know, that money will help a lot of dogs train.
Right. And, you know, the thing to remember is, you know, like a lot of people think about, oh, rescue dogs. Oh, cool, cool, cool. Well, a lot goes into the rehabilitation part of the rescue, you know, because, you know, again, I think what's great that you guys do is I wouldn't want to necessarily call it like a guarantee, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know that you're getting a dog that you know something about, you know, that you know has been through certain kind of training, agility training, and you guys have already worked on that dog's weak spots before it has even become a part of your family, which is, I think, amazing.
And more than anything, too, with that is that the training, the swimming, the time with the trainers, with Kathy Carr for swimming, the volunteers, the transporting. You know, for me, it seems that it gives the dog hope.
Right.
Yeah, it gives them hope. It gives them something to look forward to. Cindy took Tori today to swim, and she said when she took her back, she didn't want to go back in her kennel. And she sent me the pictures, and they were just so, like, heartwarming because this made Tori's day.
Right.
You know what? And it's special for the transporter that's taking them as well.
Right. And it's all part of, you know, the rehabilitation and the rescue process that definitely like rounds the dog out a little bit, because, you know, you have to remember these dogs come from a place that maybe they miss some people. Maybe they've never known love. I mean, there are some dogs you guys have worked with, Mr. Bone specifically, really didn't kind of know what that was all about.
From people. And, you know, so it really full circle for these dogs, and that is what means, I think, the most. It's kind of still a little overwhelming, I think, for Michael. I'm sure for a lot of the people that are part of Pawtastic Friends, because I don't think it ever started out to be this.
Right.
But what it's evolving into is, like, just amazing. So that's why we're happy to have you as part of it.
Oh, well, thank you. Well,
you're my sidekick in rescue.
That's right. I was a little worried about your shin, though. I thought we were going to have to do a little triage on you there in the parking lot. I thought we were going to have Michael pick you up now that his toe is better and throw you in the back of the truck and triage you.
Yeah.
How's your toe anyway?
Oh, it's getting there.
Is your toe good?
It's getting there after 4 weeks.
After four weeks,
it's probably flops and all kinds of crazy stuff. One other thing we have coming up, it's coming up next year. We actually rented the yacht at Lake Las Vegas. Yeah, we rented the yacht. We did it last year. We had a Halloween cruise.
Okay.
Sold out. We had 100 people all dressed up. We raised money for the Enrichment Training Scholarship recipients. So we wanted to do something different. Next year, we're doing a sock hop.
A sock hop. That's
my
cool.
Furry Valentine.
Like the 50s, right?
Yep. Yep.
That's crazy. I love the like throwback kind of styles like that. That's what makes those events so fun. It's kind of like Halloween.
Skirts,
we'll dress up all over again.
Leather jackets.
Yeah, that's right. We'll slick the hair back, you know.
Loose suede shoes.
Hey, now you're talking, little M.
So we really want to do something different, because, you know, the fundraisers, you're trying to think outside the box and things people want to do. So, I mean, this will be Sunday, February 9th from 5 to 8 p.m. at on the yacht, the La Contessa. Mm-hmm. We're going to have appetizers. It's $50 a person. Okay. We only have 100 tickets available.
And that's kind of like a low-dose thing. Like, if you're taking somebody out on a date that likes animal rescue, like, it's like an awesome low-dose date. And it's, like, cool. Mm-hmm. Like, just the experience is cool. I haven't been on a boat in forever.
Well, you're going to be our guest on that one.
Side note, I haven't been on a boat in forever. Yeah. I've seen Titanic too many times. No, that's the problem, Michael.
Lake Las Vegas is not very deep, and it's a sunset cruise, so the sun's setting. You get to look at all the rich people's houses.
Nice.
We're raising money for the doggies.
Fantastic. We love that. Hey, if we wanted to find out more about some of the dogs that are in your program, where could we go? Where could we donate? What could we do if we wanted to volunteer for some of the events you had coming up? Give me some places that we could go.
So if you guys would like to volunteer for any of the events, you could email us directly at info@pawtasticfriends.com. Once again, that's info@pawtasticfriends.com. If you guys would like to sponsor any of the dogs for enrichment training, which honestly, guys, it helps change lives, you go to pawtasticfriends.com. There's a donate button on there. You can pick your own dog and follow their journey the whole way through from their first training all the way until they find their forever home. Let me tell you something. It is very heartwarming when you see one of the dogs you sponsored get adopted.
Yeah, definitely, because you know that you've been integral part of changing this dog's life, you know, and even if it's just that, you know, you can't adopt or you can't foster, this is a great way to help dogs out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I know there's a lot of people leaving town and stuff for the holidays. Donate. You can volunteer too. Like, you know, and sometimes that's the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can't adopt or you can't foster, we don't begrudge you, but we would love for you to donate or volunteer at one of the events, or you could come out on Tuesdays and walk the dogs. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, hit up the website, pawtasticfriends.com, for more details on how to become a volunteer and become a part of these programs. But on behalf of 98.5 KLUC, Pawtastic Friends, we thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, every time you share this podcast, it's another chance to help out some of these dogs and to really, you know, call attention to the need that we have in this valley and to help these dogs out, get into their forever homes. We thank you so much for listening. I love you guys.
We love you too, Tyler.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.